Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, California, before Comedy Bang Bang, formerly Comedy Death Ray, formerly not a thing. It's Tuesday, November 8th, 2 Ocean's 11. I see that the clock that they have at UCB is actually on the correct time, so that's exciting. It's always been like 5 minutes fast, and I never understood why you'd have a clock near a stage if it wasn't telling you the accurate time. And I'm excited that it's accurate. I had a great time celebrating the 20th anniversary of Acme Comedy Club in the state of Minneapolis. And thanks to everyone who paid $2 to listen to that particular boner ep, if you have already. It's not out as of my talking right now, but it will be out by the time this plops on Friday, I hope. It's in the comedy album section of iTunes and, of course, at DouglasMovies.com. Apologies for the sound problems on that episode. I'll try not to let that happen again in upcoming eps that we tape on the road. Shows that are coming up are in Austin, Texas, Burbank, California, on a boat, and Sacramento. And more after that, like Vancouver. Like it. I love it. Flying back from Minnesota, the in-flight movie was Rise of the Planet, on which the apes decide to rise up to take over the planet. But I didn't watch it. Yeah, I didn't watch it because I want to see it for the first time, with bright eyes, if you will, when I see it at the next Benson movie interruption here in Los Angeles at CineFamily on Monday, November 28th. You know I'm gonna ask Lithgow to come.
Yeah.
He might forget, because as I understand it, he has Alzheimer's. In the Rise of the Planet, the people with the brain problems. So go to cinefamily.org for your tickets for that. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That, a guide for people who have only time enough to see one movie. The number one film in the country is Puss in Boots for the second week in a row, which means it's got to be pretty good, right? I haven't seen it yet, because I'm allergic to cats and leather. The number two movie is Tower Heist, a great movie to watch if you're suffering from insomnia, because you can count the plot holes until you fall asleep. And congratulations to Brett Ratner for unproducing the Academy Awards. I'm very happy that he's not going to be involved. And, oh, so watch Puss in Boots, not Tower Heist. This has been Watch This, Not That. The prize bag tonight, holy crap, the prize bag, it's so amazing. it almost almost didn't fit in my bag, this thing. Somebody brought some popcorn in a bottle and then a big bong-like thing. It looks like a coffee pot to make the popcorn in. And it's called Axis Ideas That Pop. And they got these bags and oh, Jesus. That was close. How funny were that? Oh, it's plastic. So... we've also got, as you have grown accustomed to lately, the Weezer CD Hurley, signed by all four members of the band, a Weezer poster and a Weezer t-shirt, and then I have a couple of CDs from a couple of my guests who will be out here in a second, and that will reveal who they are. Please welcome Dan Telfer, Pat Francis, and TJ Miller.
I'm the worst.
Dan Telfer, your CD is called Dan Telfer.
Yeah, I'm going to make you get it out of the bag.
Fossil record.
Yeah!
His CD is called Dan Telfer Rooting Around in a Bag.
I do 15 minutes on Rooting Around in a Bag, where I don't tell jokes about rooting around in a bag. I just do it on stage for a CD.
That's fair.
It's called Rooting Around.
Now, Dan, you're visiting from the state of Chicago.
Yep.
Where all of my guests tonight are from. And
I'm in the state of Denver.
Did you... you spent some time in Chicago, though. That's where we met. Did you see a movie on the plane on your way out, Dan Telfer?
I saw Rise of the Planet of the Apes for the first time.
That's the official title.
It's fucking awesome!
Wait, you loved it.
It was great. It was amazing. I loved the fuck out of it.
Why?
Wow.
That's a reigning endorsement.
Yeah, why did you wait?
It was fucking, and then I loved it so much it was edited out.
Why did you wait for a long flight to see it? The children?
Yeah, I have two children, so it's difficult to get out and see first-run stuff. It has to end up in Netflix Instant Watch eventually. But it was great anyway, even though it was on a shitty little old-school tube television on the roof of the plane.
Yeah, I get very aggravated when I look around the plane, and every single screen is a different color.
Yeah,
they don't sync up at all.
Yeah,
it's like being in the shittiest TV store and looking around going, why are all these TVs? Why shouldn't TV just be like, this is what it looks like?
I know, it's like the Humane Society where it's like, please adopt one of these televisions.
They all
have three legs.
I was on a plane and I saw a woman just looking at a monitor. She was awake, had her headphones in, and was just staring at a monitor that said, please select another channel. Straight up for like probably 10-15 minutes. And I was like, what is wrong with this woman? So I found the channel. What do I have to do? And then I had my earphones in, and the channel was a very faint showing of Inside the Actor's Studio with Jennifer Aniston. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Oh, wow, really? Well, what happened? What happened when you did Just Go With It? And I got sucked into it, and I watched a very faint version of Inside the Actor's Studio with Jennifer Aniston over with an overlay that said, please select another channel. So that's where I'm at. In terms of
I watched that with the sound off, and it was great.
Are you in a well? Are you interrupting me? Is that the show? Did you interrupt me?
No, you haven't even.
This is what it's going to be like.
Is this a different show?
You can. I was just about what? To see right at the top of the page. It says Pat Francis.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
A frequent guest on Never Not Funny podcast.
Okay, thank you.
Right?
Right.
Has his own podcast.
Right.
Called Rock Solid.
Rock Solid.
It's about
Night Ranger.
Bowel movements.
It's about Night Ranger and
it's about
Lover
a great
Boy.
Bowel movement.
Yeah.
Well, Rock Solid.
No, it's about music.
Oh, music?
Yeah.
You said Night Ranger.
You're right.
You're right, Ranger.
You're right.
Have you stated on that show your favorite all-time band?
Yes.
And
yes.
It is?
Oh, here, I'll show you.
What?
It's actually, I can show you.
You brought them?
Yeah, it's Cheap Trick.
Oh, and it's on your phone. That's your default on your iPhone.
It's Cheap Trick.
In the Cheap
too
Trick
young,
logo.
No one knows? Too young? Thanks.
Those guys
I'm sorry, it's Weezer.
I do like... All right.
Still too young?
I do like the Cheap Trick quite
a
bit.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like those guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, good work. And
pleasure to be here.
What's your you're from Chicago. You're not going to.
Well, I'm originally from Pennsylvania.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
I lived in Chicago for 6 years.
All right. Well, I asked around and they said you were from Chicago.
I'm from Chicago.
I decided to make it a theme show because Dan, of course, is from Chicago.
Yeah.
You mean originally?
Yeah.
I'm from Chicago.
thanks for yes ending on that one.
You're welcome.
I totally appreciate it. And but what's your favorite movie that's, you know, lots of movies take place in Chicago. Do you have a favorite one?
My favorite movie that takes place in Chicago.
Okay, let's move on to T.J. Miller. You've already spoken a lot, and yet this is the first time I've addressed you directly.
Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for that.
Don't feel bad. Look, I wrote down that exact sentence because I knew that's exactly what would happen.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. He did. He really did. It's so frustrating because I get scared when people don't seem to be enjoying it, and then I try and make jokes, and people laugh, and I'm like, that's a good thing.
But that wasn't... I cheated because I knew if I talked to the other guys first, you'd have to say something.
Right.
You can't... You're not going to sit there with a microphone in your hand and not say anything.
I'm scared. I'll do one where I don't say anything.
But I wrote, you so funny. You're so funny.
That's it.
You're so funny, I'm Asian.
In My Idiot Brother.
Oh,
I loved you in that. You're so good in that.
But you're so nice.
Is that on?
Thank you very times. Thank you very many so times. You so funny too.
Is that like out on Blu-ray or DVD or anything yet?
No, it comes out, I think it's mid-November, like November 15th or something. It'll be out on DVD.
All right, we'll have you back. Wait, what's today? Today's November 8th, so that's like 1 week away.
Yeah, it's really soon.
Okay. Yeah, so
I have a Comedy
can you come
Central.
Back next week to plug it?
I'm going to do a Comedy Central hour special on November 12th, and that DVD comes out on the 15th. So you can buy No Real Reason, my hour Comedy Central special on the 15th.
And My Idiot Brother.
And you can buy My
you
Idiot
just
Brother.
Just go on a fucking shopping spree.
Yeah.
If you're at a Blockbuster and you're like, A, how does this still exist? And B, I need to see a lot of T.J. Miller. He's not obnoxious enough on this podcast. Then buy them both. November 15th.
Are you afraid that it's going to split the sales, both of them coming out at the same time?
It might, yeah, because there's about 12 people in the United States that will buy stuff I've done. That's true. And then six of them will go one way, and that's six to the one way, half a dozen to your mother.
Would it be rude of me to suggest that people just, you know, tape the TV special from television and then not buy the...
Oh, that's a good idea. And then put all your money on Idiot
to point
Brother.
That out?
No, that's all good, man. I mean, sometimes you just do it because you love people.
That's right.
Well, you're telling them to tape it, too, like use a VHS machine and not use their DVRs or something like
just
that.
Just a VHS machine.
Go buy.
That's what they're called, right?
Hey, do you guys have time machines? Because go back and use your VHS machine.
Yeah, and listen to Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
I have a VHS DVD combo, and I bring Blu-rays home and just hold it near it, and they quietly get mad at each other.
They make the woman from Weird Science.
Kelly LeBrock. Boom, there it is. T.J. Miller, the extended play EP.
Fucking awesome.
How many
41
tracks?
41 one of the tracks. Most confusing things ever put out in the marketplace.
I will agree with that. I think that's the best way it's
your,
ever
your
been
your track
put.
On the CD is one of the most confusing
yeah,
tracks
you know,
on
it's
the CD
funniest.
Also.
Yeah, one of the funniest
it's a little
things
meta,
on,
yeah.
One of the funniest things on the CD is Doug leaving a voicemail.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, and people can purchase it and listen to it. Let's see which number I am on here. It's too hard to find. But
because
there's 41 tracks on here.
I bought this on iTunes, and I bought it track by track. It cost me about $43.
Yes, it's bad.
Now, that
with
doesn't
sales
seem
tests.
Fair. Yeah, that doesn't seem fair at all.
It's not only is it not fair; it's stupid that you did it.
Well, you know, I bought like two tracks. I'm like, wow, I like those. And then I bought a couple more. I'm like, well, I might like this whole thing, but I wasn't sure. So then eventually I bought all 40.
Once you're in the 30s, though, it's your own fault.
It is. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not asking.
When you hit 34, you need to look in the mirror.
That's true.
That's what I found, because I bought every single track individually.
So stupid.
Well, because I make a little bread.
Mine's a bargain by comparison. Potty Mouth still available. Only 13 tracks.
Oh, I wouldn't buy that, though.
Also, it's in a paper case, so it's not all spiderweb like the one that was apparently trapped under T.J. Miller's bottom on the drive over here.
I thought of a song for you to sing, though, when you were purchasing TJ's album.
Okay.
Yeah, like a work song.
Okay, just for me or for everyone?
41 tracks, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. $43. So, have you been to the cinema lately, TJ Miller, when you're so busy making tracks?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
You're either trying to stop a train or making tracks.
I mean,
I'm either TJ saying sun chips.
I'm either in the studio or watching Childish Gambino. It's one or the other. So yeah, I haven't been to the cinema in a little while. That's been frustrating. But yeah, I saw some stuff on.
You live quite adjacent to one of the best movie show places. I'm not going to say where you live in El Segundo, but you're right. You're so close to the Magic Johnson Theaters. Is it still called that? I don't think it's called that anymore. But have you seen a?
I did. You know what I see on video again that I love video. We're really back in the day. You know what I saw on the old projector wheel was Dark Crystal. You guys seen that recently?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, two things about it. One, it's an incredible film. It's so fun and weird to watch and crazy that Henson was like, well, I guess I'll do this now that I can do anything. This is what I'll do. And then also how when I was younger, I watched and I was like, oh my God, this puppetry is, it should be called magicry. Because it's unbelievable. And now when you watch, you're like, ugh. Hide the strings, Gelfin.
You could see strings in it?
Well, it just looks, it doesn't look as impressive, which is kind of too bad. But it makes it funnier, for sure. Because it used to be scary. Were you guys ever scared by that?
Oh, the Skeksis are scary as nuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Skeksis are scariest as nuts.
They are. Well, like withered, like exposed muscle tissue nuts. But yeah, pretty fucking.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
So that's what I saw recently.
Withered what?
Exposed muscle tissue. They look like they have no skin.
I don't remember the Skeksis well enough.
They're
to
fucked up bird dudes.
Yeah.
Let me break it down for you.
Are they Slea Stack ripoffs?
No. They have like bird heads and weird like old man bodies.
What do they do to people?
They just sit in a tower and argue. It's like a GOP debate. It's kind of
But is it so horrifyingly boring?
Oh,
their
man.
Arguments.
And Jennifer Connelly is the girl in it?
That's Labyrinth.
Oh, shit.
That's a David
Bowie.
You know
what? At one point,
David Bowie. And that's David Bowie.
There are Muppets.
Dark Crystal doesn't have any people in it. It's just all puppets?
I think so,
it's
yeah.
Primarily puppets. It's
There's really... Elfie type people.
Wait. When you say primarily, my question is, does it have any people in it?
No.
I guess it's porously puppeted.
But are there any
it's
people in
puppety.
It? Are there any people in it?
It's pretty puppety.
One person?
No persons, okay. Just puppets. Pretty puppety.
There's person puppets.
Person puppets.
Yeah.
There are.
Oh, there's puppets of people.
No, but there's puppets operated by people, which I call person puppets.
Oh, okay.
Please. Person.
Like, I'm already so confused by the new... I'm confused by the new Muppet movie already because Jason Segel's best friend is a Muppet, but they sit and watch TV hoping they can meet the Muppets. So I'm already like, fuck this.
Fuck this. I love that.
I'm going to wait for Sarah Silverman's cameo and then leave. She says she's in it for like 5 seconds and she's in the TV commercials. They play it up. They show that one shot of her that's just going, hey, I'm
in
this.
Look at me. I'm in this.
I made
an immense amount of money.
What about you, Pat Francis? Same thing with the kids make it hard to see the movies?
Well, no, not if you want to see Puss in Boots.
Oh,
I do want to see it.
I saw it.
If it's number one or two for 3 weeks, I have pledged to the audience that I will see it and weigh in on my opinion of it.
It's Zach Galifianakis is Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, that's good.
You guys know Humpty Dumpty?
That gives it some street cred.
Anyone ever hear of Humpty Dumpty? No? Okay.
So, Humpty Dumpty had a dumb face, fell off a wall, broke all over the place.
Right,
like
that guy.
Don't say face twice.
My favorite thing about seeing movies with my 7-year-old is after every preview, she turns to me and she'll say, I want to see that movie. And I'll say, okay. And then she'll say, can we buy it? And I'll say, yes, if we like it, we'll buy it. On DVD. Yes, on DVD.
Shut She's out. Really planning
yeah,
ahead.
Creating nations.
Yeah. Why don't you just go straight to DVD with her? Like, just make her think they all are on DVD.
Because she likes to enjoy something on the big screen, Doug.
She's really old-fashioned.
She is.
Doesn't seem cost-effective, is what he's saying.
Or happy to 7-year-old.
I figure if I can buy those 42 tracks for $42, I got to take my kid to the Puss in Boots.
I'll pay for your next tickets, too.
Thank you.
to whatever animated film you want.
Thanks.
Let's get a weird rebate going. If you bought...
How many times have you been at a party and heard that? Let's get a weird rebate going. Next thing you know, you owe $15,000 to Best Buy. And you fucked a plasma screen television. That's how I ended that riff.
That was it?
Yeah. Very, very, not as good an orifice as a VHS machine. A plasma screen.
For proof of that, see Videodrome.
I'm going to steal that from my stand-up, though. And that's the end of that joke. And then go on to the next one. That'd be fun. I think at the end of every one.
Yeah, you can pull it off.
And then we do say, and here comes another joke.
Yeah. Time for the next one. Shall we play a game?
Sure.
Right. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys.
All right.
You've all been on the show before. You know what to do. Let's see your name tags, everybody. There's a guy with a game controller that he wrote Max on. Yeah. Tara has some sort of video game.
Oh, Jesus.
Call of Duty. That's some sort of video game. Rhoda has an interesting song. Oh, you both have the same. It's like that's the school logo or something. Hogwarts. All right. Jordan's back with the boxing glove. Okay, guys, you remember what I said backstage? When I say it's time to pick a name tag, go out and grab one right away and bring it back to your seat. I don't know how I can explain things more to people. What?
I'm picking it. I want this guy with this thing.
You want that guy with that thing?
Jake.
Get that guy with that thing. There's a guy with a to-go container, so he obviously had a meal and then wrote his name on a thing.
There's a cupcake in here.
Oh, there's a cupcake in there. Yeah, go get it from him. Oh, because he could throw it. That's
thank
right.
Thank you, Jake. You.
It says Jake in the middle of that crazy. What are these
that's
things
great.
Called?
Orb expanders.
No wonder you picked it. You know that they're called orb expanders.
Listeners at home, it's an orbit expander. That's not the name of it. I made that up.
And Pat picked, I picked a Batman.
Batman Pez.
That says Matt on it. So it's Matt. Ooh, you're really going to eat that out of his neck?
I don't know what it was.
I don't know what it was.
That might
it's
be
just
X
to say.
I think I just did X. Does it come in a? Does it come like that?
I heard that's the twist in the Dark Knight Rises. Is that
that candy comes out?
Candy comes out of his neck.
He's been a Pez machine for three movies, and nobody. That's why his throat's all fucked up when he talks. He's got Pez in his fucking larynx.
I'm gonna carry Pez in my mouth, and I'm stopping crime.
Who are you? Who are you?
I'm in a three-pack with Yoda and Darth Vader.
It's really uncomfortable around Darth.
I sit on windowsills well into someone's 30s and creep on people's girlfriends.
Learning to creep.
Don.
That's Tron, right?
Don made a Tron sign.
Don made a Tron. The best name tag I've seen, and I've seen some goodies, but this is fucking awesome.
Well, I think you guys all did a great job.
He made a shadow box. He painted a box black and then put a light inside of it and then cut out his name Don in the Tron font and then lit it up from behind in blue.
And then he cashed his unemployment check.
Bravo, Don. Yeah. But with spending that much time, you know you fucked the O in your name.
Oh, that's true, because he had to suspend the dot in the O, so there was a big hole there for a while. He could put his dick in.
Yeah. If you're suspending a small black circle in the middle of the O in your name, you're definitely going to put your dick in.
See a black circle and think dick up.
This is actually more fun to watch than Tron Legacy, to be honest. The sign. Well, I like it better.
Yeah, that sign is more fun, except for he didn't put Olivia Wilde on that sign.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for Olivia Wilde.
She's pretty cute in that.
She is. She's cute in everything.
Well, this O was Olivia Wilde for a little while for that guy.
Yay, Dan. Thank you, Dan.
There's the joke. And here's another.
Pat's probably the fuzziest on the rules. Dan is probably the most clear, so we'll start with Dan and work our way to TJ and then to Pat. Dan, you get to pick a category in your attempts to win this wonderful prize bag for Don.
Can't wait.
I'm going to try my hardest.
That's your pledge to Zach. TJ, you're going to try hard?
Jake.
What'd I call him, Jack?
Zach.
Zach? What's his name? All right, you're playing for Jack Zach. And you get to pick a category. Dan. Dan gets to pick for Don. A movie where Weezer's on the soundtrack?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a few movies. WeezerCruise.com. Would you like, suggested by a gentleman, I think it's a gentleman named Gloshy, at Gloshy. He suggested Inspect Her Gadget, which is movies that feature a gynecologist. Or it's Parker Posey's birthday today on November 8th. So would you like movies that feature Parker Posey? Which one of those three categories would you like to try? Dan Telfer from Chicago.
Inspect Her Gadget.
Yeah, I like the way you said
it's
it.
It's got to be, right?
Aggravated.
There's not another choice.
Character.
All right, remember, guys, don't start saying things that you think it might be because that helps each other.
Okay.
Pretend you're competing. Four stars for this movie that has a gynecologist in it from 1968, Dan.
Oh.
Yeah. Leonard calls this movie, he says that if you listen closely, you'll hear Tony Curtis's voice in a phone conversation. That's a weird clue. And he also says...
voice.
He also says that it was followed by a made-for-TV sequel... in 1976.
Oh.
This is from 1968. Four stars, has a gynecologist in it. And there are nine names. How many names do you think you can get it in, DT?
I can get it in seven names.
Okay. Reasonable opening bid. We go to TJ Miller.
I'd say name that movie.
All right.
You really know a 1967 movie with a
gynecologist? No, I don't. I just gave a lot of names because I think the sequel thing might be my only in for this.
Okay. 1968, actually.
I know this.
Four stars from Leonard. Yeah. He said Tony Curtis' voice can be heard in a phone conversation. That's a piece of trivia that I'd never heard before about this movie, but if I have heard, I'd probably remember, oh, yeah, that's that one. And then followed by a made-for-TV sequel in 76. And your seven names, in which I think you will get this,
okay,
are Charles Grodin, Patsy Kelly, Elijah Cook Jr., Ralph Bellamy, Maurice Evans, Sidney Blackmer, and Ruth Gordon.
Oh, I don't got it. I'm too young.
I want to say
don't say anything. What are you doing?
Did he just say it?
He didn't.
No, I didn't say it.
Because I can search my lizard brain for the imprint, even though I didn't listen. Bringing Up Baby. I have no idea.
That's a great guess.
It is a good guess.
What do you think it is, TJ?
I was going to say, he knew it.
Oh, he knows it. Yeah. What is it?
Charles Grodin plays the guy in a comic.
Yeah, that's right.
Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby, you guys.
Rosemary's Baby.
Fuck. Listen.
I was like, I know Charles Grodin. The only name I recognized. God damn it.
And the TV sequel was called Look What's Happened to Rosemary's Baby. Oh, shit, that is the devil.
Out of sight.
That's so crazy.
John Cass is the great John Cassavetes, and Mia Farrow rounded out the cast. Yeah. And so, TJ, well done. Point to TJ Miller.
Yeah,
that's a first.
Impressive. You've gotten points before, usually by making someone else name it, but there's no reason.
Yeah, no, that's, okay.
That's part of the strategy of the game. I do not fault you for that.
It's like poker.
So,
I'm not very good at it.
Yeah, since Pat was left out and TJ challenged Dan, Pat will start this next round, and then we'll go to TJ, and then we'll go to Dan. Pat, you get to pick a category.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches is not a category.
Oh, okay.
But if it was, the movie would be Fat Albert.
Yes.
I don't even know if he eats a sandwich in that movie. But it seems like he'd be holding a big sandwich
something.
At one point. Yeah. Okay. Your category choices are, at Cronberg, Cronberg, with an E, suggested... That time of the movie. That's period films. Walking down the street tonight to appear here, to come do this show, I saw sitting in an outdoor cafe, Sam Rockwell and Justin Long. And I tweeted to let people know, in case you guys were waiting in line and saw them there, that they were not going to be guests on the show. I didn't want you to be disappointed just because they're in the neighborhood. They don't know me. I mean, I know them, but they don't know me. And
Sam
but
Rockwell,
I decided to come
awesome.
Up with a category called Rockwell and Long.
That's also a police show from the 70s.
Yeah, and that's films starring Sam Rockwell and Justin Long. They're both in the movie together. And then your third choice would be Edgar Wright hasn't seen it. That's motion pictures that filmmaker Edgar Wright has not seen. I've been privy to a list. and he's going to show some of them at the New Beverly in a couple weeks, and hopefully I will participate in that in some way. So which category do you like, Pat? Edgar Wright hasn't seen it, well, that time of the movie, or Rockwell and Long?
I love a great celebrity sighting, Doug, so I'm going to have to go with that Edgar Wright.
Right.
I like the way you play.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to start with you and then go to TJ, as I said. 1991 is the year this movie Edgar Wright has never seen came out. Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars. I'm going to have a chat with Leonard next time I see him about how wrong he is.
Wrong because it should have more or because it should have less?
It Ooh. Should have more.
Okay.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Just curious.
No, that's a valid concern.
This will help me.
He says about this movie that it is imperfect, but that it's still hard to dislike. Which pretty much puts a movie in a 3-star zone, I think.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but it's likable.
I admit this was okay.
Yeah, from really? 1991. 3 stars. And there are 9 names. Again. How many names do you think you can get it in? PF?
That's all I get. I just know that Edgar Wright didn't see this
hasn't
movie.
Hasn't seen it.
1991.
It'll be names if you say a number.
I'd say, if I were you, I'd probably start out in the 9 names range.
And how many can I take?
If I were you, you can go all the way up to 9. 9 total.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to go 9.
Yeah. Smart play.
Thanks.
Might come back around to bite you, but we'll see. TJ Miller?
Now, essentially...
This is where he talks long enough and he realizes he doesn't know. And he's like,
but you, yeah. I mean, there's no way that you know this movie.
I don't think so.
So I'm going to say...
You're going to win right away by not doing anything.
If he hears all 9 names, I got to step in and say, since I suggested he bid 9 names, that he'd probably get it at 9 names.
Yeah, you think he
as,
can?
As most people would probably get most of the movies that I play if you get all of the names.
Name that movie.
Whoa!
And we'll see if
this
Benson.
Was exciting, right. Everybody.
Now the pressure.
You say
on.
That, but it's Pat Francis.
Yeah.
Yeah, but TJ did that with already. He's already got 1 point.
I know.
So he can kind of play around like this a little bit.
I got a little bit of leeway.
He can do something.
You know what it is. Real juice.
You've got a little bit of juice, but it's about to be a two-way tie between you and Pat Francis because I will be stunned if this doesn't work out in Pat's favor.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but he'll say the dumbest thing on his mind.
No, I won't. I can name your CD.
Don't say
in
something dumb.
Tracks.
Don't say something dumb. I bet you can't. What's his CD called?
I don't know.
It's called the Extended Play EP.
Yes, by JT.
3 stars from Leonard. Not fair. Okay. And wrong.
All right.
I go 4 stars, maybe more if it were possible.
Oh, you'll get it.
Oh, Dan suddenly. You'll get it.
Yeah. This is going to be easy.
I'm pissed.
I changed my mind completely.
Imperfect, but hard to dislike. The TJ Miller story.
I think that's a clear win.
Oh, I think all right, here's your name. Here's your 9 names.
2011.
I dislike you right now.
But it's hard.
Because you just gave it away. Because here's your 9 names.
Okay.
Ethan Embry, Peter Shook, Lillian Lehman, George D. Wallace. Here's where it gets giveaway names.
Thank you.
Buck Henry, Lee Grant, Rip Torn, Meryl Streep, and Albert Brooks.
Oh, God.
What is it called?
Oh, my God.
Defending Your Life.
Don't whisper it. Say it out loud.
Defending Your Life.
That is correct. That is correct. Nice. I can't believe that with all the names
I'm as surprised
of
as
a classic
you,
comedy.
I'm as surprised as you.
Hey, you had me at Embry.
You didn't know Ethan Embry was in that.
I did.
Really?
He's in Dutch, right?
Yeah.
Thanks.
What is
I fucking know movies.
What does he do in Defending Your Life? I really don't remember.
He's that kid. This is like...
Dutch is an awesome movie.
Dutch is good.
Okay, you're both excused.
Ed O'Neill.
Yeah, well, I do love
that guy. Ed O'Neill's
great. Yeah, Dutch is imperfect. I'd give it about 3.
Yeah, hard to like. Hard to not like.
Yeah. 3 stars.
Cake boss. Okay, so... finally, I'm happy again. Well, this is going great. We have Pat Francis has a point. TJ Miller has a point. Dan Telver always has a point, but he doesn't have a point in this game. You've always got something smart to say, though.
Do I?
Look at you sitting over there.
I'm waiting.
So you get to start.
Yeah.
And then since TJ challenged Pat, it's going to go to TJ after you, Dan. All right. Yeah. That's how we do it.
Tell us what you really think, Dan.
Would you like in theaters now? That's motion pictures that are in theaters now.
Okay.
Or at King of Pancakes suggested number one movie any certain number of years ago. This particular edition, I'm going with 10 years ago. The number one movie on this very day at the box office, the domestic box office, 10 years ago.
Okay.
Or classic category, I can't get rid of it until I've exhausted it. Doggone it, movies in which a dog dies. Which one of those would you like to play?
I always forget how horrible that is.
Theaters now? 10 years ago to this day, number one?
Let's
or
do,
dog died?
10 years ago. Let's
10
do
years
it.
Ago.
Yep.
Okay. This movie was number one 10 years ago today. 3 stars from Leonard. I think some people would disagree. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it in a while.
Some people usually do disagree. Some.
Yeah.
There's going to be disagreement.
I just think of this as being more beloved than a 3-star movie.
Oh, much like the last one, perhaps?
No, the last one, I loved it. In this case, I'm not making that judgment.
All right.
I'm just saying. You'll be surprised by the 3 stars. I'm trying to help you out. Trying to help you out. He calls it clever. He calls it funny. And he says that a song from the movie won the Oscar the next year for best song in a movie. And there are 9 names. You guys are good at picking this is the 999 edition of Doug Loves Movies Leonard Maltin game. How many names do you think you can get it in, Dan?
Six names.
That is the perfect opening bid.
Okay.
TJ Miller?
In my bowels.
5 names.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And this is interesting.
Oh, this is going to end it. Is one of these two is going to score a point?
Huh? Well, can you
lose a point?
No, sir. No. Your point is yours to keep.
All right. that makes me decide if
you get to go home with that.
If I want to say 4 names or not, though. That's what I'm saying.
If you make him name the movie, one of you two will win with this one. But you could go for it and be a man. For once in his goddamn life.
They should have smack talk like this on Final Jeopardy. Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
You could bid it all, be a man. Just bid a little bit. Give somebody else a chance. If you tell him to name it and he names it, he'll win. And if he doesn't name it, you'll win. And Dan will be over there going, "That's what I said was going to happen."
Or you could
go lower than 5 names.
I could say 1 name
if you want. Whoa.
And clean this shit up.
Oh. Whoa! Well, then we might. Then we're.
That
then you're palpable. Risking. Then
or,
you're risking.
Of that.
Then you're or, risking a 3-way tie because Dan could tell you to name it and you might fuck it up.
That's right.
But you might.
So I should say, name that movie.
Oh.
Right.
But what I'm going to do is
Sorry,
say.
Doc.
Oh! The drama.
Again, this should be allowed on Jeopardy. You should be able to go, I'm thinking this, but I'm going to do this.
Alex would not enjoy the way the audience's time was wasted in that scenario.
Alex, I want to say what is apples, but I'm going to go with what is...
What the fuck is wrong with this guy? Alex, I'm going to go with why the fuck does he think he can do it?
4 names. 4 names. Whoa. All right, Dan.
What was the category?
The category was... The category was Pat Francis is in trouble. No, it's called 10 Years Ago to This Day.
Oh, well, certainly.
The number one movie 10 years ago to this very day.
Good one.
3 stars. I don't think that's enough. Clever, funny, and the song won best song the next year at the Oscars.
Well, Doug, if words could be formed with my mouth, with my tongue slapping against my soft palate as my teeth receives the tip over and over again in the form of consonants and vowels, perhaps those consonants and vowels eventually becoming syllables and those syllables words that have both subjects and predicates, and those subjects and predicates becoming a sentence that may or may not be in a paragraph, although this statement should be short, because I'm simply playing a game where I make a choice between choice A and choice B, so a paragraph wouldn't really be necessary in this.
There's more than two choices, actually.
That's true. There are a number.
There are a number of things you could do at this point.
There's actually four numbers I could say, or I could go into negative numbers.
This is the chess of dumb games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of ways this could go.
The chess of dumb games.
Well, Doug, if I could take my rook just for a moment and move it to.
Quit stalling, Dan Telfer.
Pat Francis, name that movie.
All right. Here we go. Pat Francis gets four names. And I told you the clues a lot, so you don't need to hear them.
Edgar Wright never saw it.
No? I don't know if he saw it or not. Really? Your four names.
All right.
That I think are pretty helpful, but probably not too helpful.
This movie is from 2001.
Yes, sir.
Is it Space Odyssey?
Please, no pre-guessing and no extremely wrong guessing.
Okay.
Those are two things I try not to have the players do. Bonnie Hunt, Frank Oz, John Ratzenberger, and Jennifer Tilly are the four names.
I know exactly what it is.
Involved in this.
Ratzenberger.
Yeah.
Tilly.
Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah.
I do not know it.
Yeah.
Or the Bonnie Hunt.
And there's a specific difference between the players up here that explains why TJ does not know it.
Yeah, right. Shut up,
Doug.
That's
another clue. Song in this movie won the best song in 2001.
Yeah. Yep. That's what happened.
Damn it.
Dan is so upset with himself. Would you have gotten with three? Would you have gotten with three names? You would have gotten with three names because you would have gotten.
Do you want me to whisper in your ear what it is just so I can prove myself to you?
I think we all know that you know what it is.
Okay. Yeah,
we will.
Body language.
We're
going to
trust you on this, right, Jordan? We trust him.
He's going to. He just.
Jordan was at Disneyland today, and a guy recognized him from the podcast.
Whoa,
that's crazy shit.
That is crazy.
I don't know who's weirder.
I recognize
that guy or Jordan. Was it you? You're just friends, right? It'd be weird to be. My friend recognized me from the podcast.
Is it? Is it Magnolia?
Is that a real guess?
Oh!
It is. I don't know it.
Oh! It's Toy Story 2, isn't it?
Whoa!
You guys.
Guess what it is. Guess what it is, TJ. Just take a guess.
I think it's Monsters, Inc.
That's right! Oh! How did you... You don't even have kids! How did you...
How do you know?
Sometimes on the weekends, on Sundays, I take out other people's kids.
And by that, he means he murders them.
Very good guess, though.
He takes them out.
Well, I didn't see it with my kids. My kids are too young. I saw it alone in a movie theater just so I could see the preview for Attack of the Clones.
Good for you, Trenchcoat.
And I do not look pleasant alone in a theater.
So what just happened here?
The game's still
three-way
tied
tie.
Up.
Yeah. Three-way tie.
Three-way tie.
Only one of you is wearing a tie, but it's a three-way tie. And I thought the Oscar thing would give it away because a Disney or Pixar movie wins the Oscar for best song every year, pretty much.
I would have went
except
with
for that year the
was...
Hustle and Flow song won.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, I love that song.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
It is, isn't it?
You would
pimps
think.
Do so much better in other cities than here.
It's very difficult in this, even in the tri-state area, Nevada.
All right, TJ, here's the part where we have to speed into the finish of the game because we're running out of time, so try to avoid sidebars. And what just happened? You got the point, Dan.
I got the point.
Who challenged?
I challenged him. He had to guess.
Yeah. So TJ was out of that. Right. So we'll start with TJ and then go to Dan. And TJ gets to pick a category. Would you like Scream movies? That's one of the four Scream movies.
I'll take Scream
movies. Scream movies for the win.
Thank you. I'll take Scream
movies. This is one of four films.
This is the best.
That have Scream and a number or no number in the title.
This is the best.
Seen them all.
This particular one got 2.5 stars.
Yikes. Oh. One of the later ones. Daddy, come home.
It's from the year 2000.
Ooh. Oh, well then, Leonard. God.
Leonard calls it the finale, but in quotes, wisely. He wisely put that in quotes.
And he says, it's fun for fans with some choice cameos, and there are 18 names. How many names do you get in T.J. Miller?
So I wish there was 41. All right. Telfer. Keep it together over
I'm
there.
I'm sorry. I don't have a socially acceptable laugh.
That is true. It's actually true.
I mean...
Out of 18.
Oh, my God.
Pick a number.
Hell, 14.
Yeah, nice.
Watch me.
Strong opening bid. then, wait, who challenged on the last round? Who challenged you?
He challenged
you. Okay, so we go to Dan. 14 names.
14 names.
It's one of the four Scream films.
Right. Trying to think.
It's the finale.
I'll bust that up. 14.
Finale's in quotes.
I can name it in zero names.
Ugh.
Nice.
That's what I should have done.
Nice. Now, yeah, maybe. We'll see. Now we go to Pat Francis, who can go negative names.
Okay.
Listing names from the top of the cast.
Oh, man.
Going down in the right order.
I have to name names.
If you say negative names.
I'm no rat, Doug. I'm not naming names. Okay, so how many do I have to
that's
name?
That's a fun bit, but you have to... You could say I can name it negative one name, then you'd have to name the top billed actor, the name of the movie and the top billed actor.
All right, I will name it in negative one name.
Nice.
All right, so now we're back over to you. Decision time. Can
I
you
think
go
I know
more
that
names?
Negative one name. How many names are there?
18.
I'll do it in and negative 17 names.
Oh, you know what?
What you got, Telfer?
Oh.
What?
No.
You got? Put that on Trebek, motherfucker! I put that on Trebek.
I
know you're sticking to the game.
Wow!
But you're also doing something to make it take longer, because
I'll name it.
No, you're not gonna be able to name 17 names in the proper order. That is nigh on impossible.
Let him take this back.
I would like him to do it.
He has to take it back. He's being ridiculous.
Can I play my name in chip?
TJ, can you promise you'll do it in less than 60 seconds?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's not gonna be able to do it.
Right, exactly.
I'll be able to call it right away. Okay, so what do you say, Dan?
Well,
see if you can name it.
I know what the movie is. Name the fuck out of that movie, TJ.
Okay, name that movie. You got to name. What's the movie first of all?
I think it's Scream 3.
Correct.
Yes.
And what are the 16 names?
No, I was.
Who's top billed? Who's the top billed actor? Let's start there.
Anna Faris.
Yes. It's not Scary Movie. It's Scream.
Oh, I see. Well, then, no. I won't be
able to... Dan Telfer is our winner. Dan Telfer wins. Stay right there, TJ. I'm going to take a picture of you after we're done here.
Oh, I want to get out of here.
All right. No, Jake, did you write a shit hit on here? No, you didn't. No shit on the mat. So if you guys... can Jake... Yeah. That's right. Jake, right? Yeah. You hold on to that. Don, come get your prizes. Don Tron wins all this stuff.
I'm sorry.
Which one's Don?
Yeah,
Don?
Where are these people?
Where's Don at?
Yeah, who are these guys?
There you go.
Coming up.
And
here.
then you can have that bag if you want. Oh, there it fell over. There you go, Don. Grab that bag right there. That's all yours. Let's hear for Don, everybody.
Yeah.
Nice sign, Don. And here, yeah, using my Sharpie here, write down somebody for me to call a shithead. And Dan Telfer, you got anything to plug real quick?
This comes out Friday, so most of my LA shows will be done
by
then. But I'll be in Minneapolis with Jackie Cation in January.
These people can come see you in LA?
They can't, but people listen to the podcast. Oh, yeah, people in the audience. I'll be at the Meltdown tomorrow, and I'll be at the Comedy Palace on Thursday. So if you can come out, that would be awesome. The Comedy Palace is free. Meltdown's $8, but the Meltdown's fucking amazing, and they're both amazing, so hooray for America.
And then I interrupted your Jackie Cation plug, quick.
Oh, January 24th through 28th, I will be with Jackie Cation at the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis.
Oh, great club, just came back from there.
Excellent.
Pat Francis, Rock Solid.
Rock Solid, every Thursday, iTunes, listen to Rock Solid, and also November 25th, third annual Podcast-a-thon.
Raising money for the Smile Train.
Smile Train. 12-hour podcast.
Goes all night from the... Is it from Acme again?
Acme Comedy Theater.
Speaking of Acme, Acme
live.
Here in L.A., not Acme in Minneapolis.
Right. That's right.
Be clear about
streaming
that.
Live 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Always a fun time. I was there last year, and I had a blast.
Be there this year,
I can't make it this year, but I'll donate for sure.
All right, great.
And TJ Miller extended EP and
the most confusing thing on the marketplace.
Yes, and your special for No Good Reason. What's it called?
It's called No Real Reason.
No Real Reason.
But it's for no good reason.
On Comedy Central.
On Comedy Central, November 12th, this Saturday at 11 p.m., the DVD Uncensored comes out on the 15th. You can see some bitches heckle me in Boulder and me deal with it on television.
Oh, that sounds fun. Weird. That's good. People don't leave the heckling in usually. I'll be at the Improv in the state of San Jose on Sunday, November 20th at 4:20, and the Palace Station in the state of Las Vegas on December 4th, also at 4:20. Thanks again to my guests. Let's hear it for these guys. Dan Telfer, Pat Francis, TJ Miller. And as always, cherryspitz.com is a shithead. So that's a nice plug, sort of, I guess, for something called cherryspitz.com. And I agree with this one. Joe Paterno is a shithead.
Yeah. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.